for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some news headlines for Friday, February 27th, 2015.
I'll put my arm around him, Bob. That'll be good enough.
Yeah, I think you're witnessing people who have found a way to work together.
A kiss and makeup session. Okay, it was only a hug, but it was a big step forward in the mayor's relationship with the NYPD. At a news conference in the Blue Room at City Hall on Thursday, Mayor de Blasio and the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, Ed Mullins, announced a tentative contract agreement. It provides police sergeants with 11% raises over 7 years. This means the city now has contracts with 4 police unions, and 76% of the city's unions now have contracts. It's a positive sign, says Mayor de Blasio.
First of all, this is the sergeants are a crucial element of the NYPD. And I think it moves us forward as a city to have more and more of the hardworking members of the NYPD under contract. I think, again, Ed is recognized as a leader. And the fact that we together found common ground, I think, sends a very positive message about what can be achieved when people seek common ground. I think that's really the important point here. Our door is always open at City Hall. And people are going to have differences. It's New York City. I represent 8.4 million people who have 8.4 million different opinions. That is the New York tradition. But that doesn't mean we don't work together. I think this is a place where people have strong views and passions, and yet we find common ground. We're strong, we're resilient, we know how to come together and move forward.
Ed Mullins says his union has been working without a contract for 3.5 years. Mullins was outspoken in his criticism of de Blasio, at one point calling him a nincompoop, but now the two say they've reached common ground. Ed Mullins.
What's changed is a refocus of what's important, and that being the people of the city of New York. As you know, both the mayor and I had private conversation a while back, and we definitely have differences, and we have things that we do agree on. But the one thing that we agree on the most is that the city of New York, which I believe is the capital of the world, should not crumble. And it shouldn't crumble because of two people stomping their feet in the ground. We have to be mature enough and big boys enough to put priorities. And if we look back at Abraham Lincoln, who had a cabinet and team of rivals that was totally unable to work with each other, he foregone all the hostilities for the purpose of the nation. And I think that that's what's changed. It's for the purpose of the city of New York.
Amen. Amen.
In other news, a New York City police officer who said his superiors punished him for complaining about what he said were arrest quotas got his lawsuit reinstated yesterday. This after an appeals court said his criticisms were covered by free speech protections. Craig Matthews, a veteran NYPD officer, exposed a quota system at his precinct, the 42nd Precinct in the Bronx. The quota system, which results in unconstitutional stops and frisks, puts undue pressure on officers. It can ruin people's lives by putting them into the system when they've done nothing wrong. It rewards officers on a point system for issuing summonses and arrests, and it punishes those who don't reach precinct goals. Matthews expressed concerns to his precinct commander and to his lieutenant. He experienced retaliation for speaking out. He was given punitive assignments. He was denied overtime and leave. He was separated from his longtime partner, given poor evaluations. He was subjected to constant harassment and threats. Aaron Beth Harris is a staff attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
I think he believed, as it explains in our complaint, that it was removing a police officer's discretion as to when somebody really needed to be arrested or summoned, and that you know, violated his duties, as he viewed his obligations to the public, to, you know, complete his duties as a public as a police officer, and it put pressure on police officers within the department to do summonses and arrests that weren't necessarily called for, and that was, you know, not good for the public, and it wasn't good for the police department, and that it was not part of his job. So that's why he felt it was necessary to speak out.
The NYCLU filed a suit on Matthews' behalf in 2012, but a federal judge last year ruled Matthews spoke out as a public employee and his speech was not protected by the First Amendment. Yesterday, this changed. Another judge reviewed the case and overturned that decision. The case of Craig Matthews versus the City of New York, Ray Kelly, Police Commissioner, and John Block, Deputy Inspector, and Mark Cedran, Lieutenant in the NYPD, can now move forward. Again, Aaron Beth Harris with the NYCLU.
What it really means is that the courts need to look at what really was somebody's job duties on the ground. Mr. Matthews' duties as a police officer is to enforce the law. It isn't to, you know, monitor this type of quota system. So he should be protected when he speaks out against it, and that's really the importance of this ruling.
The City Law Department says it's reviewing the decision. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved Loretta Lynch's nomination to be Attorney General. It's sent now to the full Senate. Three Republicans joined the committee's Democrats in voting in favor of Lynch, who now serves as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. She would replace Eric Holder and become the first Black woman to hold the nation's top law enforcement job. In Washington, a win for net neutrality. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, ruled to protect the internet by reclassifying it as a telecommunications service. This means internet providers can't have fast lanes and slow lanes for content. They can't favor some internet traffic over other internet traffic. The new rules are aimed at preventing broadband providers from striking deals with content providers like Google, Netflix, or Twitter to move their data faster at the expense of other online traffic. The battle over net neutrality was one of the most intense lobbying battles Washington has ever seen. More than 86 organizations and over 1 million signatures from online petitions requested that the Federal Communications Commission stand up for net neutrality. After the vote, President Obama sent Reddit a handwritten thank you note for helping to keep the internet free and open. But the battle isn't over. Big internet service providers have been warming up their arguments for months. They are lining up to sue the FCC to change the ruling. Weather-wise, the winter weather continues. There's a chance of snow flurries today, mostly cloudy in the city with a high in the upper 20s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 12 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with temperatures in the 20s. On Sunday, there's a chance of snow in the late afternoon with temperatures in the lower 30s. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.